This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. King Soopers and Safeway workers protested outside of a few dozen Metro Denver grocery stores today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they're opposing a merger of the store's parent companies.
Workers asked customers to write to the Federal Trade Commission. The agency is reviewing a proposal from Kroger, which owns King Soopers, to take over Albertsons, Safeway's owner. Kim Cordova is president of the Union for Colorado Workers of both stores.
And they're going to be able to control prices, suppress wages and benefits. It's going to hurt the supply chain. The merger's bad for everybody.
Kroger argues the merger will help streamline supply chains and keep prices low. Colorado's attorney general is also investigating the proposal for antitrust violations. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Although ballots won't be certified until the end of next week, it's clear that Colorado Springs businessman Yemi Mobolade will likely be one of the two candidates in a mayoral runoff. Candidate Wayne Williams says he believes he'll be in the runoff, too.
And every ballot will be counted, and the results are not official until they are, but we feel pretty confident.
Some 1,500 votes separate Williams from Sally Clark, who is currently in third place. The city clerk's office will certify the results next Friday. More than two dozen Democratic lawmakers from Colorado joined hundreds of lawmakers across the country. They signed a letter of support for the two Democratic representatives expelled from Tennessee's legislature yesterday. Additionally, Colorado Congressman Jason Crow called the expulsion cowardly and said Tennessee Republicans acted out of, quote, fear of their own irrelevance. This is CPR News.